Hi there. The word for today is on the virtue of humility. In Proverbs 22 verse 4, Solomon says, "Humility and the fear of the Lord bring wealth and honor and life." When Benjamin Franklin was 22, he was living in Philadelphia after escaping what he describes as, quote, an oppressive apprenticeship. He was, as they say, trying to find himself. One question burned in his heart. What are the greatest priorities of my life? In answer, he developed 12 virtues, values that would govern his life. Here they are: temperance, silence, order, resolution, frugality, industry, sincerity, justice, moderation, cleanliness, tranquility, and chastity. Now, Franklin took his list of virtues to an old Quaker friend and asked for his opinion. His friend read them and said, "Benjamin, you've forgotten the most important one of all." Surprised, Franklin asked, "Which one?" The old man replied, "Humility." Franklin immediately added that to his list. He organized his life into repeating 13-week cycles, focusing on one of those virtues each week. Well, at 78 years of age, he began reflecting on his life and the qualities he'd built it around. Though he felt pretty good about having achieved most of them, here's what he said when it comes to humility, and I quote, "I cannot boast much of success in acquiring the reality of this virtue, but I have had a good deal of success with regard to the appearance of it." And we can say amen to that, right? The Bible says, "Humility and the fear of the Lord bring wealth and honor and life." Humility is an interesting virtue. You're supposed to show it but not know it. Jonathan Edwards, the great New England revivalist, said, "Nothing sets a person so much out of the devil's reach as humility. If there's one thing in this world your ego will neither seek nor strive for, it's humility. Yet true and lasting success depend on it." And that's the word for you today.